From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Andrea Seabrook. It was just after midnight in Laramie, Wyoming, 10 years ago this week. A gay college student, a young man named Matthew Shepard, ran into two locals at a bar. They offered him a ride. He took it. The two men, Aaron McKinney and Russell Henderson, drove him out to the edge of town. Then they tied him to a fence, beat him with a .357 Magnum, and left him to die. News of the murder swept across the globe and ignited a debate about hate crimes. Matthew Shepard's killers were sentenced to life in prison. As Addie Goss of Wyoming Public Radio reports, their crime still resonates in Laramie.
Many people here still puzzle over why the brutal murder of Matthew Shepard drew so much national and even international attention. Rob DeBrie was the lead investigator on the Shepard case. He says the year after Shepard's murder was a year of sleepless nights. It wasn't just the brutality of the crime, the image of Shepard's skull beaten in. He says he was juggling the investigation, the possibility of the death penalty, and endless questions from the media all at once.
I am totally convinced that the media got out of hand in this situation, and I don't know exactly where it all started. I really don't. And once the ball started rolling, it was almost impossible to stop.
Jim Osborne was a friend of Shepard's. He says Americans saw in Matthew something they hadn't seen in previous victims.
I think part of it was that Matt looked like the boy next door.
Osborne is gay, and he remembers his sense 10 years ago that something big would come from his friend's death.
You just knew this is changing the way we talk about something. This is the straw that's breaking the camel's back. Now we need to face this. Enough is enough.
Shepard's mother, Judy, has led that movement for change. She runs the Matthew Shepard Foundation and travels the world speaking against hate.
It's important for the straight community to understand that we need to be allies to our loved ones and our friends who are in the gay community to support them.
Shepard says in one sense, the anniversary of her son's death is a frustrating one. She says Wyoming still does not have hate crime legislation, and she says the national picture for gay rights isn't much better.
Honestly, in the last 10 years, what's changed? What has changed? We have marriage some places, okay, civil unions, okay. National hate crime law, no. Don't ask, don't tell. Still there.
But Shepard says she's hopeful. The more she talks about what happened to her son, the more people will listen.
I'm telling Matt's story, and I think that he would be pleased and frankly quite surprised that I had the chutzpah to get out there and do it.
Here in Laramie, many people are proud that the Matthew Shepard murder has opened up a national discussion about hate, but many also feel that progress has been at their expense. University of Wyoming professor Beth LaFreda wrote the book Losing Matt Shepard. She says the way the national media swept into Laramie 10 years ago left a bruise.
Matthew's killers and Laramie residents more generally were characterized as these kind of backwards, primitive cowboy folks who, you know, weren't up to speed with cultural and social norms.
LaFreda points to a persistent rumor in Laramie as evidence that people are still angry about that. The rumor holds that Shepard was a methamphetamine user. He bought some drugs from his killers. They came to collect the money, and he didn't pay, so they beat him up. Outside the University of Wyoming gym, local resident Matt Smith says he believes the rumor.
Really, it was just about drugs, not about his homosexuality whatsoever.
Shepard's friend Jim Osborne says that's crazy.
I had a friend tell me, 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, I know what really happened. You were 8 when it happened.
Investigator Rob DeBrie says the facts are clear. The crime started out as a robbery. Shepard was targeted because he was gay. But DeBrie says he understands why some Laramie residents want to believe otherwise.
They took a lot of offense to the national media trying to paint Laramie, Wyoming as this time of a homicidal and hatred town, and it's far from it, way far from it.
DeBrie says Laramie has always been a warm and welcoming place, and it became even more so after Shepard's death. He says more people here questioned their prejudices, including him. 10 years ago, he says he'd be the first to crack a joke about someone's sexuality. But after investigating the Matthew Shepard case, he says he woke up and realized gay people are just people.
And as long as the nation, not just Wyoming, as long as the nation learns something from it.
Then he says some good might actually come from Matthew Shepard's death. For NPR News, I'm Addie Goss in Laramie.